I know most of us have already heard about the tragic death of Steve Harwell, the lead singer of Smash Mouth. It's really sad. He was only 56, and his son had died only 6 months. He had alcohol problems since then. There was a pretty good list put out by WatchMojo of their top 10 songs, but I thought it was missing a lot of fan favorites and some really good songs that really fell under the radar. I know a lot of people like to make jokes about Smash Mouth being the Shrek band, but they were a lot more talented than people realize. And I just wanted to make a list of top 10 songs that you might not have heard that deserve a second listen. Then we had Shooter. This is from Old Habits, an unreleased album of Smash Mouth. Trying to put something out that sounded more like Fishy U9 than anything they had done in the 10 years since. It never ended up getting released, which is a shame. I only heard this song because it got leaked by somebody affiliated with the Lost Media Wiki. But it's really worth a listen if you can find it on YouTube. It's on my channel, it's on somebody else's channel who has a lot of their other songs from Old Habits. It's really kitschy. It's probably the kitschiest thing they ever released after their third album. I think it's the best thing they released after that third album, to be honest. Yeah, check it out, it's called Shooter. For 9, we have Podrino from Fishy U9. This is a Mafia-themed song that has impressions of Marlon Brando and reference to Al Pacino, who provides the title quote of the album from Scarface. It's a really funny song with a lot of that Italian references, and kind of, like a lot of other songs from that album, pretty humorous and sarcastic, a lot more so than their later albums that didn't have the novelty factor as much. It's not, you have Sister Psychic from the self-titled album. This is a much more poppy song. It sounds almost like something NSYNC or Backstreet Boys would put out around that time. It's about a psychic who is really a joke and a fraud. There's some really smartassy lyrics about her, and it's pretty entertaining. It isn't one of the most thought-provoking songs, but like at Podrino, it's pretty funny. 7, we have Beer Goggles. This is probably the only song on this list that got released on Greatest Hits album. It's, kind of starts off with the Beach Boys, homage, and then that it's really just about being a desperate loser who will go out with any woman because you're so desperate. There's a reference to the armored hot dogs, even kids with chicken pox, like cheese that even shits the chicken pox. It's, another, funny song on the album. The album has a lot of funny songs that don't really get the, interest they deserve. Yeah, Disenchanted from self-titled. This is almost like a Bond theme. It has, it's a pretty cryptic and ominous lyrics about Land of the Thousand Chances. It's one of the longer songs. It's more kind of reminiscent of other songs like Fallen Horses from the same album Force Field that are a little bit ominous in this way. But it's pretty catchy and entertaining. It ends pretty oddly with this ears at the both of the speaker or receiver. There's a reference to the Neumann following. You access it as a piece of equipment, but it's a catchy song. We have Stoned, number 5 from Whisper Lounge. This is one of the only Smash Mouth songs with an obvious drug reference, along with the song called Virgin Girl that was released on the F8 soundtrack. This is, was kind of surprising because, by this point, Smash Mouth, you kind of associated with children's films. And they, after the first album, they start using the F word and start using swears. But the song is really catchy, it's dead lady-ish, and it has a reference to Bill Clinton, what he claimed he didn't inhale, because he says, I'm getting stoned, and what's wrong with that? The president seems to be just fine. Where we have Nervous in the Alley from What's Your Name. This is a song about a rich girl who leaves home because she thinks her parents are lame. And she ends up on the streets.